Why talk about the power of community? Why talk about the power of the church when the church really has been really rung through the ringer in terms of news of so many failings of the church? So why should we even care about church and community? Why not just have a personal relationship with Jesus? Well, thanks for joining us for the Daily Dose as Dave and I dive into this topic of community, the power of the church and Jesus's bride. Dave, let's dive into this passage in Ephesians chapter 5. Awesome. We often talk about this in terms of marriage, but it's a great illustration of what Jesus really thinks about his bride, mm-hmm. the church. And it says this, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to present her to himself as a radiant church. Mm. We often talk about how Jesus gives his life up for us as individuals, which is true. But he also talks quite a bit about the church being his bride and how he's coming back for his bride. Why is church so important, Dave?
Well, he's coming back. He's coming back. And man, we want as many people included in that as possible. And that power of what's going on when people gather together. Again, think of the people that you have laughed with, that have encouraged you, and that have just come alongside of you in life. And if you don't have that, try to imagine it. It is incredibly, incredibly powerful. That's what Jesus cares about. And what we will get in eternity doesn't even compare to the greatest thing. And I know heaven's kind of one of those like, oh gosh, are we going to be bored up there or whatever? It's like, it's just think of the thing that's the greatest thing. It's going to be way better than that. Incredible. My wife and I go camping. I know we, you know, make ourselves like burritos in the forest in a sleeping bag and offer ourselves to bears. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, a little glamping.
A little glamping. So we did get an RV, but we just a few weeks ago, we went camping and it's always like, who are the campers next to us going to be, right? That's always like, oh gosh, how's this going to work out? We had this group of people that they were celebrating their 10th year going camping in this same location. Wow. They were a little older than me. And we get talking with them, and all of a sudden we find out they're all followers of Jesus, and they're still connected. And we were able to camp next to them for a week. And they're in different spots, but they'd come together every night. But my wife and I didn't participate with them, even though they invited us in. We just loved talking to them through the week. But I went over there the last night before they left. I said, I just want to thank you for being part of what you're doing here, because it was so joyful for us to see a group of people having fun, but caring for each other. And the conversations that we had with individuals along the way were incredible. And of course, they said, brother, bring us the word. You know, they know I'm a pastor. I'm like, hey, I'm on vacation. I'm off, right?
Right.
And I'm like, all right. I talked about circles, not rows, really quick.
Yeah.
And again, that whole idea of this has been incredible to see this community here and how you come together once a year. Just continue to do that. And then my word was, is like, and know that other people need this. They need to be part of the church.
Yeah.
They need a group of people. Don't just contain it on yourself, but reach them and do that. And what a joyous time that we had there. And because we're the bride of Christ.
And the bride is really made up of many parts.
Many parts.
And if we don't have you, then we don't have the complete part list.
Yes.
And I think about our own relationship, the friends that we have. We all have different things that we bring to the table. We also have our own weaknesses we bring to the table. But there's something powerful about being united together. And when we're not united together, then really there's this sense of like, I don't need them. I don't need them in my life. And if Jesus needed 12 around him, then I'd say maybe it is the lie of the enemy for us to really think that we can do it on our own.
And what's interesting, people might quickly be saying to you, Trent, no, Jesus didn't need them. He asked them to pray for him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked them. And incredible.
He asked them, to pray along with him. And then ultimately, the 11, right? they were the plan for the next part of the church.
The church.
So he absolutely did need them.
He did need them. Exactly.
We were part of his plan. You are part of his plan to be able to make a difference in the life of others. And we can't really effectively be able to live that out without really driving and being part of the church. Because where do we lead people to? We lead them into community. Mm-hmm. Acts 2:42, talks about those early days of the church. We've talked a lot about it around here. That they gathered together, they broke bread together, mm-hmm. they supported one another mm-hmm. and their needs, but they also celebrated. Mm-hmm. And the celebration is really what God had done for them. What Jesus had done Amen. For them. I can't imagine singing happy birthday to myself by myself. How am I?
Right.
You don't celebrate right. really just by yourself. Right, you right. do it with others.
Yeah.
So to finish out this week, Dave, and the power of community, the power of the church, the power of gathering, for anybody who's listening, what's that next best step for them? And this isn't going to be a commercial towards life groups. What's that next best step for them if this has been a struggle for them of getting into community?
That's a great question. And, one of the things, even joining a group, we'll tell people, hey, it might take, one, two tries of different groups because good people don't always mix. Mm. And I can't tell you how many groups I've been part of over the years or relationships. But your next step is, do you believe community is important to you?
Oh, that's good.
I want you to imagine, again, off of the Bride of Christ, you've just invited to a wedding. And you're maybe not a crowd person, whatever, but they're important people to you. And you know you need to go. And you go there, and, it takes extra time. It's time out of your schedule. And you show up. And again, all of a sudden you're like, wait, these are my friends. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't know that about them. You hear something about the bride and the groom's story and you go, oh, wait, oh, I didn't know that. And they've got great food. They all dress. They look great. And you know that life's after you get married, that like kind of reality happens. But you see them celebrating this lifetime commitment to one another. And you go and you walk back and you go, wow, that was worth it. And you tell yourself, I need to remind myself that I need to go to those things because these are my friends. These are the people, or it helps you stay connected. And I just want to encourage you is to, where's your community? Not just to socialize. The social is super important, but a community where people care for you and love you. And the thing that you want them to do, you've got to ask yourself this, are you willing to do that?
Yeah,
because you have the power to help create the community you want. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. And that is not just a personal power. That's an eternity power that helps people see Jesus. Don't let the enemy tell you anything different. Because if he says it's not worth it for you, it's too hard, you're buying the lie.
That's a great reminder, Dave. And I just want to encourage everybody with what Dave just said. There's that power of pushing through. I know my mother-in-law is a widow, and she's like, I can't stay alone. It's not good for me. She joined an organization called Never Alone for Widows. Was it easy to go to those first ones? You don't know who you're going and joining. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't easy for her. There's the power of MOPS for mm-hmm. mothers of preschool students. If you're mm-hmm. just there with your kids all the time to be able to dive into community, whether it's a singles group and you say, well, I just don't know. And they aren't like-minded like me. Mm-hmm. You know why there's not people like-minded like you? Because you're not there.
Exactly.
We need more people like you to go.
Amen.
And that way you can join in and get together with others, invite some people with you. But we need to push past that lie of the enemy mm-hmm. and say you're just better off alone because mm-hmm. we're better off together.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you next week.